Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Nun Beizim and Aleph. We're holding on Nun Beizim and Aleph, 5 lines on the top, Asa Maimer. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah that Asa Maimer Uboal HaReizuke Mitzvasa, that if the Yavam does Maimer with the Yevama and then Yibam, so that's Mamish the Tzura of the Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Leime Vaseye Leilu Rav Huna. This seems to support that which Rav Huna said, Am Rav Huna, Mitzvas Yevama Mekadesh V'Acher Koch Bayol, that the proper way to do the Mitzvah is to do Maimer and then to be Bayol. So says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Ima avzek mitzvasa. What the Mishnah might mean to say is not that this is the tzur of the mitzvah, but this also counts as the mitzvah. There's a chiddush that even this is the mitzvah. Even if they did maimer first, that's still the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, pshita, of course. Why? Because they did maimer first, and now that would be not the mitzvah? Yeah. Says the Gemara, salkatay dechamina, I could have understood that came under amr mahara isa maimer biyavimtoi. Parcha himen azikas yivamen. V'chal olav zikas erisim nesuin. Since we had earlier on, chavtesim abeis. In some ways, after doing maimer, there's no more Zika Ziba. And instead, now she's like a regular Arusa. Say, Ima Lav Mitzvah Kavit. So maybe when he does the Yibam afterwards, it's not considered Mitzvah Yibam. Kamash Mullah, no, it's not Ad Kedei Kach, and it still is considered the Mitzvah of Yibam. Gufa, we just said that Amar Rav Huna, Mitzvah Sivamin, Mekadish V'Achkruch Bayil. The Iker way to do the Mitzvah is to do Maimer and then to be Bayil. V'imbo'al, V'asa Maimer, Kana. But also it works if he does in the opposite order, if he does Yibam and then Maimer. Ask the Gemara, V'imbo'al, V'asa Maimer, Pshita. Of course that works. The Kani Bebiya, he did Yibam L'maisa. Why would the fact that he does Maimer afterwards make a difference? So says the Gemara Elachanami, Alaima imba b'loy maimer kana. What Rav Huna meant to say is that if they do yibam without doing maimer, it still lemaisa works. Says the Gemara, really? But Tanya Loika. But we learned in the Braisa, if someone does yibam without maimer, he gets malchus. So you see, it's an isser daraisa. He gets malchus. Says the Gemara, no, it's not aser mamish. It's malchus mardus midarabanan. That's just the malchus derabanan. It's inappropriate. It's pritzostik to do yibam without doing maimer first. The Rav Minaged man the mekandish v'bia. Like we find that Rav would give malchus to a person who did kedushin, who did bia as kedushin, he married Isha's nickness but kesef shtar bia. Lamais, if a person marries a woman with bia without doing kesef or shtar, so Rav would give malchus als priestess, and that applies here also. Now Agav the Gemara brings that there's other people that Rav would give malchus to as well. Uman de mekadesh b'shuka, a person who married someone in public. Uman de mekadesh b'lei shaduchi, without having a proper engagement. Uman de mevatul gita, a person who sends a shliach to bring a get and then he cancels the shliach. Uman de masar my Gita, a person who says that he was forced to give the get and it's not really kosher. Uman de pakir shlicha de rabbanan, a person who insults or acts with chutzpah to a shliach bezdin. Uman de shay yishamta de rabbanan alei tlas in yaymin, a person who leaves, he was put into a cherem, he put into nidoy, and he leaves the nidoy on him for 30 days. And he doesn't go to bezdin to try to make shalom and to try to get the nidoy off of him. And on a son-in-law who sleeps by his mother-in-law's house. Ask the Gemara, the dar in the chalaf lay, only if he sleeps there, but if he just passes through, that's okay. Even Agdi Rav Sheshes gave malchus to a person who only just passed through. Says the Gemara, that was an exceptional case by Rav Sheshes, who made them have a dayan mechamse. There was rumors already going around about them, so that's why it was more sensitive. But otherwise, it's only if he sleeps there. However, in our diamri, that no, it's not true. Bekulu loy mangid rav elo the makadish bebia ubeloy sheduche. The only case of these cases that Rav would give malchus is of a person who married a woman through bia, and only if he did that without having had a proper engagement. Vigadamri afilu bishaduche. That no, even if he married her with bia with having an engagement, lemaisa he marries her with bia, that also he would give malchus. Nami mishum pritzusa, because that's considered pritzus. Tan rabbanan, we learned in the brisa. Ketzan Maimer. How does Maimer work? Nasan la kesef, v'yishav kesef. He gives her money, and Rashi adds in, and he says to her, harei mekudeshesli, or more precisely, hiskachli b'maimer divamin. U'b'shtar ketzan. And how does shtar work by Maimer? Says the Gemara, what do you mean, how does it work? B'shtar ketzan kedamaran, like we have by Mesachas Kedushin. It says, kasev al anyar, al charas, he writes her on a piece of paper, or on a piece of earthenware, afal pisha imeshev pruta, even though the paper itself is not worth a pruta, it doesn't matter because he's not marrying her with the money, he's marrying her with the shtar, and he writes to her, that you're married to me. So of course the same thing will apply to Maimer of Yibam. Says the Gemara, Amar Abayi Hachi Kamar. This is what the Braisa means to say. Shtar Ksuva Yavam in Ketzad. How exactly does it work? What's the nusach of the Shtar Ksuva of a Yavam? Says the Gemara, Kasavla Ana Pleni Bar Pleni Kabilas Yas Pleni Yavam Ti Olai Lazanul Farnasa Karoi. That I, so and so, and accepting upon myself to support so and so Mayavama properly. However, the financial responsibilities falls on the estate of the dead brother. However, if she has nowhere to collect from the dead brother, from Reuven, so then to kinu l'rabbanu misheni. So then the Rabbanu are misakin that Shimon, the Yavam, he's financially responsible to give her the ksuva. And that all of this, the reason why we want to make sure that she has somewhere to collect from is kidei shalayte kalam be'enav lahitziya. It's because we want there to be some sort of financial responsibility on the Yavam so that it shouldn't be very easy if they get into maybe a small little fight to just go ahead and divorce her. There should be a financial responsibility so that he thinks twice before he divorces her. Maybe they'll try to make shalom. Boy mine Abaye me Rabba. Abaye asked the Shaila from Rabba. Nasan lagan va'amar hariat mugurashes haymeniv v'iyan mutar sokol adam mahu. We know that by a case, let's say Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam to Shimon. So if Shimon gives Mrs. Reuven a get, now that asers Yibam. What about if the get wasn't a kosher a get? He wrote to her in the get and he says to her that you're divorced from me v'iyat mutar sokol adam. You're not allowed to marry anyone else. So such a get is considered possible. What's the halacha when it comes to Yibam? Do we say that get Yivama du Rabbananu? The whole concept of get by Yivama, the fact that it offers them for doing Yibam, that's a din du Rabbanan. So Mamelam, get, we should learn it out, the din of get by Yibam, by get to Araisa. So get the Mahani Be'eshas Ish, Mahani Be'yavama. Get the Loi Mahani Be'eshas Ish, Loi Mahani Be'yavama. Since this get doesn't work by an Eshas Ish, so it shouldn't be considered a get when it comes to Yibam, and it will still be mutter for Shimon to be Miyabe Mrs. Ruvein. Or maybe we should be concerned that if we allow them to do Yibam after this get, so they might think that they could even do Yibam after giving an actual get, which is Taka Aser. So maybe we should make a Gzeira, Alt Asil Achlufe, and Amar Lei, Lamaisa, Rabba said back, that Hashina Duma Asil Achlufe, Begita. That we do have this Chashash, and therefore it's going to be Aser for them to do Yibam. However, Maskava, Rabba Barchanon, and Rabba Barchanon asked the Kasha, Elameata, if you're telling me that we have this Chashash of Asil Achlufe, so then it should come out, not just if he gives her this type of get. Yoblin Yara Ba'ama, even if he gives her a blank piece of paper. And he says, "Harayat migurashesli." So hachanami the pasla, you're going to tell me that now it answers them from doing ibum. That get is completely worthless. How could you say such a thing? So Rabbi said back, "No, hasamui pasla bekahuna, hachaga pasla bekahuna." There's get, and there's different levels of get. There's a kasher get, then there's a get which, even though it's not kasher, but lamaisa, it's good enough that at least it will pasla the woman from marrying a kain, because it's some level of a get. The Gemara is going to call it soon reyach haget. It's called a reyach. It has the smell of a get. And then there's the Nyarba Alma, that's not even Reyach Haget, that's a nothing. So therefore it's only that middle level, that's where we'll have the Asil Achlufe, but not by a blank piece of paper. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that there's this concept of a Reyach Haget, and the Pasuk says, V'isha Grusha Me'isha Lo Yikachu, that a Kain is not allowed to marry a woman who was divorced Me'isha, from her husband. Of course she was divorced from her husband. Why does the Pasuk say Me'isha? Says the Gemara, it says the Braisa, that afilu le'nisgarsha, ela mi'isha le'yikachu, that even if the husband said to her that you're divorced from me, but you're still usher to everyone else. So the only sense that she was divorced was from her husband. She was divorced from her husband, and zehu, such a get, so le'yikachu, the kain's not going to marry her. V'hainu re'ach haget she'paisa b'kahuna. That's what we call re'ach haget, which assers her le'kahuna. Says the Gemara Vayter, now another similar shayla. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hare Amru, when it comes to a regular get, so they said that Amar Echel Lavlar, if a person says to a Sefer, Kasav Get La Rusasi, write a get for me to this lady who I'm engaged to, who I did Erisim with, and then, the Cheshach Nesena, Garshana, when we do Nesuin, so I'll go ahead and I'm going to use this get to divorce her. Now, Lacha is Hare is a get, the get is Kasher, but Nesha Biyadar Lagarsha. Lamaisa, right now, their husband and wife, she's his Arusa, he's able to divorce her, he's able to use the get right now. So the get is kosher. However, Ulisha Ba'alma, if he says to the Sefer, write a get for me to a random lady, and then he ends up marrying her, so such a get ain't get. That's not a kosher. A get, Neshaim Biyada Ligarsha. It was written at a time that it couldn't be used. So, Bayer Ami Barchamo, Liyavim Toimahu. What's the halacha by Yavam in such a case? If a person has a Shemeres Yavam, Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, and Shimon tells the Sefer, write for me a get to Mrs. Reuven, and I'm going to do Yibam, and then I'm going to use the get to divorce her. Mahu, what's the din? Kevin da gida ba karusa sedamya. Do we compare it to the case of the Arusa, because there's a Zika between them, so they're like husband and wife, like an Arusa? Or maybe no, since this is not yet the time for a get, they didn't even do Maimer yet, so it's the get has no place right now, so Mamela, such a get will be possible. Maybe it's like Isha ba'alma, to which the Gemara says, Teku, that we'll have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to answer this. Shiloh.